Welcome to Becoming Sage, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary. My name is Alon Baumgarten. This is our fifth episode, where we will look back onto the first treads of human apparel. Shoes play a very important role in the modern world, and many of us use them every day for almost the entire day. Today, shoes come in all shapes and sizes, from high heels to sneakers to dress shoes. It is believed that people have been protecting the bottoms of their feet for 50,000 years. We figured this out by studying the evolution of toe shape and strength, but the oldest example of actual footwear only dates back around 9,000 years to what is now the Western United States. These were a pair of fiber-based sandals. Leather shoes, however, are a different story. The first known pair of those were uncovered in Armenia back in 2008. The fiber-based sandals were thousands of years older than the leather shoes. These sandals are known as the Fort Rock sandals. While these shoes may be the ancestors of our modern shoes, they barely resemble them. Let's jump to the next stage of footwear, fashion. The early humans may have worn shoes out of the necessity for protecting their feet, but it didn't take long for them to turn into the status symbol that they are today. Obviously, different civilizations had different ideas about what kind of shoe they favored, and they also came to these conclusions at different times. For instance, in ancient Egypt, at around 1200 BCE, the ancient Egyptians with simple papyrus or leather straps were peasants, but larger pieces of leather might indicate royalty or priests. During the European Middle Ages, the chopin came into the limelight. This was the first known platform shoe to denote the status of the bearer based on the height of the shoe. This was also likely the first iteration of the high heel. The chopin was also mainly worn by Venetian women. Before mass production of footwear, everything had to be constructed by hand. You had to find the leather yourself, as well as having to find an actual shoemaker. From there, they have to take your measurements and construct the shoe. Before the 1800s, shoes were not made specifically for each foot. This meant that until they formed to your feet from use, they could be worn, albeit uncomfortably and painfully, on either foot. The Industrial Revolution, which sought to the more efficient production of many consumables, also quickly found itself entertaining the first shoe factories. It could be found in Massachusetts during the 1960s. This factory, and many more that would follow it, paved the way for a wider variety of shoes available to the average middle-class person. Example of the wide variety in footwear that this industrialization has helped to push out into the general public are boots. The first iteration of the boot was traced back to around 3,000 years. While these boots did not look anything like the boots of today, this progression has influenced many other kinds of shoes, like high heels. Henry Nelson McKinney is responsible for coining the term sneaker in 1917. This new name is attached to the sneaker's ability to sneak around, because the rubber soles create less noise than the soles of almost any other material, and certainly any other material that were previously involved in the production of shoes. On the topic of materials, leathers have been one of the most important and consistent materials to find its way into shoes. Several types of leather have been used, from reptile leathers like snake skins and alligator hides to kid leather from goat skin, not children, used in some men's slippers. It is softer than hides and is also used in gloves. Cordovan, on the other hand, is a hard leather made from horsehide, making it perfect for men's work boots. For the first time since the introduction of leather in shoes, those thousands of years ago, they have started to fade out of the spotlight for most shoe styles. Today, composites and artificial materials are much more common construction materials for shoes. While sources vary, it is believed that the average American owns between 12 and 19 pairs of shoes, depending on a variety of factors such as age, gender, and class. Despite the long history of footwear, the durability of these important everyday tools is still lacking. Most actively worn shoes are due for replacement between 8 and 12 months in, or 350 to 500 miles for more active people. In kilometers, it's about 500 to 800 of those before a shoe is worn out. This large consumerism of shoes is seen in the absolutely absurd number that are produced each year, that being 24 billion pairs every year. With such a figure as that, you might be wondering about the footprint that's leaving behind, pun intended. Well, you'd be right to wonder. The footwear industry is responsible for about 1.4% of the total greenhouse gas emissions every year. That's massive. Not only do they contribute to greenhouse gases, but breaking down the soles of shoes is one of the most impactful factors for microplastic pollution. So next time you go to buy a new pair of shoes, just think, is this worth adding one more to the 20 billion pairs of footwear discarded every year? Whatever your decision may be, thank you for listening to Becoming Sage, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary. This is Alon Baumgarten. Make sure to follow us on a podcast streaming program and download to be notified of each new release. Listen to The Ordinary Become Extraordinary anywhere in the world.